The Autobiography of George Mueller, or A Million and a Half Answers to Prayer, Chapter 19, Heavy Trials in Orphan Work During the Last 13 Years of Mr. Mueller's Life, 1885 to 1898, May 26, 1885 to May 26, 1886. Our balance in hand on May 27, 1885 was £3,947, 12 shillings and a half dime, which was only enough to last 7 weeks and a half, according to the previous year, for the support of the orphans. May 29th, from Serbia, £100, with £5 for my dear wife and self. June 1st, from Henbury, £32, from the Isle of Wight, £50. June 6th, from a Bristol donor, £381 of fresh fish. To ordinary families, even the largest, such a present would be much too large a gift. But in our case, it was not even enough for one meal for all the orphans and our helpers. June 10th. Received the following letter from one of the former orphans, now a trained nurse of the sick. Honored sir, I feel it my duty, as well as my privilege, to write you. I am one of the many who owe to you, through Almighty God, so much temporarily. But now, by His grace, I have to tell you that you have been the means, in His hands, of convincing me that I am a child of God. I have been reading again, with much interest, the volume of your life, which I have often done before, but have never before been struck with the simplicity of its truths, until last Friday I became convinced, while reading pages 148 to 154, that, unworthy though I am a child of God. I adore the goodness of God, that He has given me grace to take Him at His word, to believe that it was for me our blessed Savior died. Oh, how foolish and blind have I been these long years! I have thanked God many times for raising you up to care for my temporary wants for 14 years and 3 months, and now, in His love, after I have left your kind care for 14 years and 2 months, He has made you the instrument in His hands of convincing me of what an unworthy sinner I am, and yet by the death of Jesus for me, through faith in Him, I am a child of God. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Will you, dear sir, accept the humble affection of your grateful orphan? June 16th, legacy of the late Miss J.S., £470.11. June 19th, received £4 from Wales with the following letter. Dear Mr. Mueller, about a year ago I purchased a pony for our business. Soon after, everyone said it would be of no use. I read an old report of yours in which it was stated that one of the items received by you was £3 as insurance for a horse, very similarly purchased, so I resolved to do likewise, and enclosed you will find the £3, as the pony has turned out, up to this day, a perfect success. June 20th, legacy of the late D.F.N. Esquire of Wales, £2,000. The Lord, in His kindness, give me this legacy from a gentleman whose name even I had never heard before. But God, who knows our needs, and who listens to our daily prayers for help, put it into the heart of this gentleman to leave me this legacy. July 1st, legacy of the late Mrs. R., £180. July 2nd, legacy of the late Mrs. P., £500. July 3rd, legacy of the late Mr. W. S., £180. June, July 4th, from Wanton Under the Edge, £100, with £10 for myself. July 16th, from G., Preston, £98, 5 shillings, 11 dimes. August 13th, from Bristlington, £85, 3 shillings, 6 dimes. From August 8th to August 15th, there came in for all the objects of the institution only £415, 10 shillings, 11 and a half dimes, while the expenditure for the same week amounted to 1,000, 576 pounds, 15 shillings, 6 times. Such occasions are special opportunities for trusting in God, who knows perfectly our circumstances and careth for us. August 20th, from REIGATE, 100 pounds. August 21st, from Winchmore Hill, 200 pounds. August 26th, from Birmingham, 200 pounds. September the 2nd, legacy of the late Miss MS, 400 pounds. September 15th, 10 tons of coal. September 23rd, legacy of the late GCH Esquire, 100 pounds. September 28th, from the orphans of a little orphanage near Berne, Switzerland, 1 pound, 11 shillings, 7 dimes. October 3rd, from the Peterborough's donor, 50 pounds. October 5th, received the following letter from a hotel proprietor at Plymouth. Dear sir, enclosed, please to find a check for 1 pound, 15 shillings, 4 dimes, being a penny a night for each visitor who has occupied a bed here during the past quarter. October 8th, left at the new orphan houses 3 pieces of artificial teeth set in gold. October 16th, from one of the Midland counties, 70 pounds. October 27th, received from Highbury the following letter. Dear sir, as my little daughter will attain her 4th birthday, if spared until tomorrow, I have now the pleasure of sending you a check for the support of one orphan for 1 year, for 14 pounds, 9 shillings, 3 dimes. Trusting you will be enabled to remember my little girl at the throne of grace, I remain with Christian love, yours sincerely. November 5th, from a friend, 150 pounds. Legacy of the late Mr. J.L., 125 pounds, 10 shillings, December 2nd. Anonymously, 15 bags of flour, December 7th. From a lady near Northampton, 100 pounds, in compliance with the wish of her late sister, December 12th. From Rockford, USA, 80 pounds. From Wales, 175 pounds, with 25 pounds, for my beloved wife and myself, December 16th. A thank offering of 500 pounds, December 18th. From Berkshire, 90 pounds for the support of 6 orphans for 1 year. From Seven Oaks, 100 pounds. From near London, 90 pounds with 10 pounds for Mrs. Mueller and myself. December the 19th. Legacy of the late T.W.G. Esquire, 1,000 pounds. December 30th. From Maidstone, 78 pounds, 5 shillings, and a set of artificial teeth set in gold. During the last year, a considerable quantity of artificial teeth set in gold has again been sent to be sold for the benefit of the orphans, through which a large sum has been obtained by the sale of the gold. 1886, January 1st, from one of the former orphans, 5 pounds. January 2nd, from a painter in Wales, 4 pounds, 12 shillings, 6 dimes, being 6 dimes per room on 186 rooms, papered during the year 1885. January 6th, from Wales, 1 pound, 4 shillings, 0 dimes. The result of labor with 2 cabs on New Year's Day, January 9th, from Winchmore Hill, 200 pounds, January 12th, from one of the Midland counties, 70 pounds, January 13th, from Wotton Under Edge, 100 pounds, January 22nd, legacy of the late J.C.H. Esquire, 500 pounds. The reader will have noticed how many legacies have been paid to me during the past year. Almost all of these come from individuals who are entire strangers to me, but God is my helper and friend. To Him are my eyes directed day by day. To Him alone I look for help, and were it otherwise, this orphan institution would soon be in great distress. I do wish in my innermost soul that the Church of God at large knew more of the power of prayer and faith in these our unbelieving and skeptical days. January 30th, from Cork, 50 pounds. February 9th, from Switzerland, 20 pounds. February 17th, from Paris, 100 pounds. February 19th, Legacy of the late Mrs. E.T., 100 pounds, March 2nd. From Weston Supermar, 60 pounds, March 4th. From Worcestershire, 230 pounds, being part of a sum which the donor had intended to leave in her will, but paid in her lifetime to save legacy duty, March 6th. From the Isle of Wight, 53 pounds, 18 shillings, for the support of 4 orphans in 1 year, March 10th. From Philadelphia, USA, 50 pounds, March 15th. From Bristol, 90 pounds for the support of orphan girls and 50 pounds for the support of orphan boys, March 29th. Legacy of the late Mrs. A.E., 298 pounds, 6 shillings, 10 pounds. Times. April 9th. From L.G., a former orphan, who, having some money left her, gave to the orphans 6 pounds, April 14th. From Cheltenham, 70 pounds, April 16th. From Colchestershire, 100 pounds, April 22nd. By sale of old clothes and rags, 7 pounds, 16 shillings, 10 and a half dimes, April the 28th. Legacy of the late Mrs. S.D., 120 pounds, May 4th. From Clefton, 50 pounds, May 13th. From Stoke, 35 pounds, with pounds for myself, May 20th. Legacy of the late Mr. J.P., 135 pounds. During the past year, the average expenses for 51 orphans were contributed by donors, paying 1, 2, 3, 4, and in one incident, even for 6 orphans. Thus, out of the 2,070 orphans who were under our care during the year, 51 were provided for. The expenditure for the orphans from May 26, 1885 to May 26, 1886 was 23,943 pounds, 12 shillings, 1 and 3 quarter dimes. May 26, 1886 to May 26, 1887. Our balance in hand on May 27, 1886 was 1,848 pounds, 9 shillings, 6 and a half dimes, which was only enough to last 4 weeks. There was, therefore, again, much need to stay ourselves upon God in order that our hearts might be in peace. This, however, by His grace, we were able to do. May 28, from Philadelphia, 40 pounds. Thus the Lord has begun to help us. June 5, legacy of the late Miss F.M.L., 300 pounds. June 11, from Edinburgh, 791 pounds, 15 shillings. The M.O.I.E.T.Y. of residue of the estate of the late Mrs. A.A. This lady, like almost all of our donors, was a stranger to me. June 17th. Received 10 pounds as a thank offering to God for giving me a good and pious wife. I have just married her. June 24th. From Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, 28 pounds, 18 shillings, 6 dimes, for the support of 2 orphans for 1 year, and 6 pounds, 1 shilling, 6 dimes for Mrs. Mueller and myself. Notice the theme reader how God speaks to His servant in Brazil to be mindful of orphans on Ashley Down, and how He also leads this donor to care for him who cares for the orphans. June 28th. From a servant of the Lord Jesus in St. Petersburg, 10 pounds. June 30th, from Cannes, France, 30 pounds. July 6th, from an aged servant of Christ who has no property nor stated salary nor other regular income and who sends for the orphans the fifth part of what the Lord gives to him in answer to prayer, 7 pounds. July 10th, from Brighton, 4 shillings, 4 dimes, being a penny a week that my husband and I put by for the orphans. There are some of God's servants who send us hundreds of pounds, and there are some who can only each afford a penny a week. We are grateful for the one and grateful for the other, and take both out of the hand of God, and as the result of our looking alone to Him for help, in answer to believing prayer. July 14th. From Under Edge, 100 pounds. July 17th. From G. Preston, 97 pounds, 17 shillings, 6 dimes. July 19th, legacy of the late S.A. Esquire, 500 pounds, less legacy duty. From New South Wales, 25 pounds, July 21st. From J.B.B., on leaving England, 26 pounds for the support of 2 orphans for 1 year, July 23rd. From Bingingham, 200 pounds, July 29th. From a Dublin donor, 50 pounds, July 31st. From Bath, 1 pound, as a thank offering for sleep. August 13th, from Lombard Street, London, 100 pounds, August 14th. Received 13 pounds, 12 shillings, 10 dimes with the following letter. Dear Sir, it has pleased the Almighty in His infinite grace to spare my dear little Betsy to see the second anniversary of the day of her birth, and I therefore enclose check to pay for the support of one orphan for one year and remain yours sincerely. This Christian gentleman has sent to me year after year on the anniversary of the birth of each of his children the yearly average expense of one orphan for one year. August 25th, received 10 pounds with the following letter. Dear Sir, I was glad to receive your report today. On or near this, my wedding day, I have four times had the pleasure of sending you a thank offering as enclosed. As usual, an overpowering sense of the bounty and mercy of our Father is present to me. With respect to dedicated money, of which this does not form a part, I can add my testimony to the many that you must have received in respect of it. In the first year in which I set apart a fixed portion of my income as a first charge thereon, a heavy expense gave me anxiety. But later in the year, an investment that I thought a dead loss suddenly revived and paid double its normal return, just paying me back what I had lent to the Lord with a good margin of interest. Will the reader please to ponder this very profitable letter? August 26th. The balance of 1,848 pounds, 9 shillings, 6.5 dimes, with which we began this present year on May 27th for the support of the orphans, is not only entirely gone, but 4,260 pounds, 17 shillings, 2.5 dimes, which we received during the past 3 months likewise. And this day we have nothing at all left. Think of our position, dear Christian reader. Whilst we seek no help from any human being, but from our Heavenly Father only. But though we were now so poor, God helped us again, and I give some instances of how we were assisted. August 27th, from Philadelphia, 20 pounds, August 30th. From Manchester, 61 pounds. The donor of the 61 pounds, without knowing, of course, the least about his circumstances, sent to us this time about three times as much as he had usually sent before. The hand of God was apparently in this. September 1st. From Brislington, 60 pounds, 19 shillings, 6 dimes. September 2nd. From London, 13 pounds, 1 shilling. With the following letter to me. Dear Sir, as God in His all-wise providence has given me another daughter, born this afternoon, I hasten to hand you check for 13 pounds, 1 shilling for the support of one orphan for 1 year, hoping you may be able to pray for me and mine. I remain yours in Christ Jesus, our living head. September 3rd, from Leamington, 25 pounds, legacy of the late Mrs. M.P.R., 100 pounds, less legacy duty. September 4th, from Finsbury Park, London, 200 pounds, September 7th. As a further portion of the legacy of the late Mr. W.C., 338 pounds, 1 shilling, 6 dimes. September 8th. From Westmoreland, 100 pounds. From the Punjab, 10 pounds. Will the reader observe how, when nothing was left in hand for the support of the large orphan family, the Lord, in answer to our habitual waiting on Him, remembered us again and helped us, even as He had done for more than 52 years before. From Wiltshire, 1 pound, 1 shilling, with the following letter. Dear Sir, my daughter, about 8 years of age, was out visiting the other day and fell through a trap door of a cellar, 11 feet deep. She appears none the worse for the fall. I enclose a check for 1 pound, 1 shilling, as a thanks offering to God for saving her limbs and life. September 18th, from the neighborhood of Portsmouth, 1 pound, 10 shillings, 6 dimes, as our usual yearly contribution of the daily penny for the orphans. The reader sees from this not only how even those who possess little may yet contribute to the Lord's work, but even how much may be done, if done systematically. September 27th. This is the anniversary of my birthday, when I received from each of the 16 departments of the 5 orphan houses a letter containing the kind wishes of the orphans. Many of them also enclosed present money from the children. September 29th. From Kent, £100, as a thank offering from a gentleman who has been restored from a dangerous illness. From a friend, £50. October 1st, received £5 with the following letter. Dear Mr. Mueller, will you please to receive for the Orphan Fund the enclosed check for £5 in grateful acknowledgement of the Lord's goodness in preserving house and shop from fire during another year? Since I gave up both life and fire insurance 20 years ago, in order that I might have the pleasure of helping a little in your work for the Lord, I have not had a single fire in my premises. On 2 occasions, smoldering were discovered, which in a short time after would have bursted into flames. And during the past 12 months, an actual fire occurred in the cellar under my office and showroom, but it was extinguished by the fire brigade before affecting the floors above. My former years, also, I have had fires on the adjacent premises, on both the right hand and the left of my place, which have done great damage, but not more than the smell of fire came into my place. Indeed, the premises and all else are the Lord's, and not only for protection, but for the faith itself, by which I am able to trust Him fully, I praise His name, who blessedly keeps in peace that which, in true faith, is committed to Him. October 16th. From one of the Midland counties, £80. From the neighborhood of Eltham, £26, £5 shillings. Received £25 for the orphans, with £5 for myself at these words, as a thanks offering. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried upon my God, and my cry came before Him. Psalms 18:60. October 25th. From Watlandredge, £100. Today, October 26th, our balance in hand for the orphans is £37.01.35, viz., a very little more than half of the average expenses of one day. Seek to enter into it, esteemed reader. We do not make known our need under such circumstances to our friends and former donors, nor to any human being, but to God, and He helps us, and has done this now, in all our necessities, more than 53 years. October 27th, from the commander of a merchant vessel, a former Christian orphan, £10, as a thank offering for having obtained employment again after having for months been without it. November 1st, from Scotland, £25. November 5th, received £99.16.6 in the following letter. My dear sir, it affords me pleasure for the 28th year to send you my check for the work of the Lord in your hands. I leave it entirely with you to place it where most you require help, and may the blessing of our Heavenly Father continue to rest on the labors of our hands. On account of the great need of funds for the support of the orphans, the whole amount was taken for them. When this donor first began to help me with means for the institution, he sent about £4, but purposed to send more, as God might prosper him in a certain branch of his business. His donations have increased more and more, year by year, till now, notwithstanding all the difficulties the kind donor has had in his business. On account of general depression in mercantile affairs, he is able to send this sum. November 9th, legacy of the late Mrs. L.W., £200. November 12th, from Staffordshire, £2.02 with the following letter. Dear sir, a short time since I gave a person who was an entire stranger to me a sovereign in mistake for a shilling in the dark, and I promised that I would send you a tenth if the Lord would restore me the difference, which I am thankful to say He did, through the post about a week afterwards. I therefore enclose the post office order for 2 shillings. As I am about to be married, I do not think that I could do better than celebrate the event by giving you £2 for the Lord's use, as you see most fit. But I should like £1 to be used for the orphans, as a thank offering to him for his many and great mercies vouchsafed upon me during my single life. November 16th, from Jamaica, £10, November 22nd. From Adeline, £20, November 23rd. From London, £45, 3 shillings. Received £5 with the following letter. Dear Mr. Mueller, my dear wife and I have great pleasure in enclosing £5 for your orphans. Please enter it, Haven of Peace. If we are spared to see tomorrow, it will be our wedding day. We present the enclosed as a small tribute of thanksgiving to our Heavenly Father for His great goodness to us through another year. Wishing you much of the smile and blessing of God in your important work. Believe me, yours faithfully. Shall we ponder this letter? Is our married life to be compared to the Haven of Peace? If not, why not? And if it is, are we grateful for it to God? And do we, by action, show our gratitude? November 25th. A friend from Burnley, £50. November 26th. We are now very poor. There is nothing at all in hand for the support of our large orphan family. Some Christian friends think that indeed, in former years we were greatly tried for want of means, but that as the work has now existed for more than half a century, and as it is so well known, we are never now in difficulty in regard to pecuniary supplies. This is a great mistake. Year after year, even in this respect, the greatest exercise of our faith has been required. And during the past year, the looking to the Lord and the constant confiding in Him alone could keep the heart at all in peace in the midst of need and having no natural prospect whatever to have it supplied. But God did help. Again and again His loving hand supplied us when all was gone. We have not been confounded. The institution exists, and through our faith has been severely tried. We have been supplied with all we really needed. November 27th, from Scotland, £20, 6 times. November 29th, from Duffield, £10. From Tyndale's Park, Bristol, £15. November 30th, from Reading, £10. December 1st, from Clifton, £15. December 2nd. From Dundee, £50. Help indeed in time of need. From Clifton, £12. From St. Remo, Italy, £10, with £10 from Mrs. Mueller and myself. December 3rd, from CCT, £10. December 4th, from Taunton, £36, 16 shillings, 4 dimes. From Wimbledon, £13, 1 shilling, for the support of one orphan for 1 year. December 6th, from the north of Ireland, £50. This donation came in most seasonably and was a great help to us. Thus also, £25 from Glasgow, with £5 from Mrs. Mueller and myself on the same day. December 7th, from the neighborhood of Lanchester, £10, 10 shillings. December 9th, for the support of 6 orphans for 1 year, £90. This sum came in most seasonably and when help was greatly needed. December the 11th, from 6 helpers in the orphan house, £11. From Glasgow, £15. December 13th. From JTS for the support of 2 orphan boys for 1 year, £25. December 14th. From Trying, £10. December 15th. From Clifton, £50. Also from Clifton, £13, 1 shilling, for the support of 1 orphan for 1 year. Both these donations were a great help to us. December 18th. From Canada, 10 shillings, with the following letter. Dear Mr. Mueller, please to use the enclosed widow's mite as a thanks offering to the Lord for His mercy in bringing my only child and her 3 little children with a lady friend and myself through Great Pearl on the prairie on our way to our new home in this part of the world. We had lost the track, and in turning about to find it, the carriage nearly overturned, and we all had to get out. I kneeled down to put my arms around my little ones who were crying with cold and fear, and told my Lord I would send 10 Chileans to his home for the orphans if he would mercifully send us home safely. In less than 10 minutes, the answer came. We heard the cheering voice of a friend calling to us. We were then about 8 miles from home, and it had suddenly become very dark. He came to seek us, fearing what had really happened, and thus, after great peril, we reached our new home in safety. From Clifton, 10 pounds. From Manchester, 50 pounds. The Lord's great kindness helped us by these 2 donations greatly. The Manchester donor very often has helped us, sent us help in time of great need, but he little supposed how greatly we needed help. August the 19th, a day of greatest poverty and need of help. Heavy expenses to be met, and there were no means to help to meet them. Trust in God, coupled with believing and expecting prayer, were again the remedy. December 20th, from Geneva we received 20 pounds, and from Wotton under Edge 100 pounds. Thus the Lord, in his great kindness, has helped us in our great, great need. The kind donor of Wotton under Edge has been, again and again, during the last few years, used as God's instrument, helping us when in great need. Though I do not know him personally, there came in about 50 pounds more in the course of the day, 175 pounds altogether, December 21st. From Maidstone, 20 pounds. From Birmingham, 9 pounds, 12 shillings, and 1 pound. Thus, we are still further helped, December 23rd. From near London, 90 pounds, with 10 pounds from Mrs. Mueller and myself, December 24th. From Westmoreland, 100 pounds, December 26th. Though since November 26th, about 1,600 pounds has been received for the support of the orphans, yet we are still again, as a month ago, without any balance in hand, as our expenses for this large family are so great. But we hope in God for further help, December 27th. From the neighborhood of Taunton, 5 pounds, 14 shillings, 6 dimes, being 6 dimes each on 205 lambs, and 1 shilling each on 12 calves for the present year, December 28th. From Reading, 29 pounds, 12 shillings, 5 dimes, December 30th. From a poor man at Birmingham, who keeps a few fowls and sells the eggs for our orphans, 10 shillings. 1887. Of the donations which came in on January 1st, I only mention the following. From Liverpool, 200 pounds. From a former orphan, now in London in a situation, 1 pound, 6 dimes. From New Wimbledon, 13 pounds, 7 shillings, 6 dimes. From Redland, from a former orphan, 5 pounds, and through her, 1 pound. From Bristol, 25 pounds. From Tokyo, Japan, 7 Mexican dollars, January 3rd. From London, 25 pounds. From M, 4 sets of artificial teeth, 2 of them set in gold, January 4th. From Sussex, 53 pounds, 11 shillings, 2 dimes. From the neighborhood of Sourbridge, 50 pounds. From Wales, 3 pounds, 1 shilling. For 122 rooms, papered in 1886, at 6 dimes per room, January 18th. From Salem, Virginia, $100 and $10, January 20th. From Wotton under the Edge, 100 pounds, January 25th. The fund for the orphans was again very low, and in addition to the heavy current expenses, there was the prospect of a large sum being required in a little more than 2 weeks to meet the heavy quarterly charge. Under these circumstances, there came in this morning, as the result of constant believing, persevering, and expecting prayer, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in about 25 donations, 65 pounds. In the afternoon, 45 pounds more, and in the evening, 900 pounds, in the payment of a legacy. Several donors who have usually given at this time of year have not done so, but this has only helped us to look more directly to the Lord. January 28th, from Philadelphia, 20 pounds, 17 shillings. January 29th, legacy of the late A.L. Esquire, 500 pounds. January 31st. From a former orphan, now in Canada, £5. February 1st. From one of the Midland counties, £70. From Wimbledon, £26. February 4th. From Redland, £13 for the support of one orphan for 1 year. From BW, £20. February 9th. From readers of the Christian, per Monsignor Morgan and Scott, £42, 2 shillings, 6 times. Revival among the orphan boys. Revival among the orphan boys. The following communication was sent to me from our school inspector, Mr. Horney. February 9th, 1887. On January 15th, 2 boys came to the masters of number 4 and asked if they might have a prayer meeting. This request was granted. Several others met the same day. And on the next day, Sunday, the master on duty, seeing this desire of united prayer thus showing itself, told the boys that he would not take them to class in the afternoon as usual, that they might meet for prayer. About 150 thus met of their own accord for 2 hours. It is a frequent thing now that many, sometimes more than 100, to meet for prayer after their evening meal, till school time at 7. The work is mainly among the elder and more intelligent boys. One master says they do their work better, their manners are softer, and some do not sulk as they did before. There has been a disposition to talk more when at work, and on inquiry, it has been found that the conversation was respecting some boy's character or condition, or whether this or that was right or wrong. Sometimes a few boys have banded together and prayed for particular companions, making lists of such. They wish to meet themselves by themselves for prayer, and others, who meet in the usual way, had a separate meeting. Some boys, concerned about their souls, have come to a master and asked for help and instruction. 2 came and said, "Please, sir, to make us Christians." Another said, "My father, on his deathbed, made me promise to meet him in heaven, and I am not ready." Last Sunday, all the boys above 14 years, and who will be 14 this year, were had by themselves and spoken to. There were about 55, and of these, from 35 to 40 professed faith in Christ, and there is nothing in their conduct to contradict their profession. Several boys have, of course, attended the meetings from curiosity only, and prayers were offered by the boys especially for such. A very marked feature in many boys is an earnest concern for the salvation of others. The whole tone of the school has changed. February the 12th. From London, a stud set with diamonds and a pin set with diamonds. February 16th. From Paris, £40. February 17th. Legacy of the late S.M. Esquire, £128, 4 dimes. February 22nd. From Birmingham, £200. February 24th. From Sevenoaks, £100. February 25th. The remainder of the legacy of the late Mr. W.S., £162, 17 shillings, 1 dime. Our expenses have been so heavy during this month that again we have nothing at all left. But our eyes are up unto the Lord, who will help further as he has done for 53 years. March the 2nd, as the legacy of the late Miss M.J.R., £90. March 4th, from the Isle of Wight, £53, 18 shillings for the support of 4 orphans for 1 year, March 7th. By the sale of dentist gold, £18, 5 shillings, 7 dimes. During the past year, again, as for many years past, a great number of artificial teeth set in gold have been sent for the benefit of the orphans, and by the sale of this dentist gold, a considerable sum has been obtained. March the 8th, from the neighborhood of Manchester, £200. March 16th, from one under the edge, £100. March 25th, legacy of the late H.B.R. Esquire, £90. From M.H., £25. March 26th. We have been enabled to meet the heavy expenses of another month for the orphans and have £121, 11 shillings, 8.5 dimes in hand, viz. The average expenses for 2 days. March 28th. Legacy of the late Mrs. J.W., £221.11. A former Christian master writes in reference to one of his orphan apprentices. W.R. sailed for New Zealand as a missionary on the 26th, Ultimo, in the SS ARAWA. He leaves behind him a splendid reputation. W.R. left the orphan houses as a Christian lad when he was apprenticed. During the whole of his apprenticeship, for 5 years, he lived to the glory of God in his position and grew more and more in grace and knowledge. Some years after his apprenticeship had expired, he became a minister and has now given himself to missionary work. April the 2nd, legacy of Sir J.W., £500. April 5th, from Bristlington, £110.09. From Manchester, £41.11.04. From a donor who many, many times has helped us when we were in great need. April 14th, from A.B., Colchestershire, £500. One donor after the other, who contributed long and much, is taken from us. Thus, it has been particularly during the past year. Others are still living, but their money is required for or directed to other work, and again, others lose their means for contributing. But God remains to us. He is ever able and ever willing to aid those who confide in Him. This we do, and so it comes that we are still helped by new donors even being raised up, and even such as help us considerably in our great work. The last donation referred to comes from a Christian gentleman, of to whom, of late years, God has spoken again and again to help us. March 26th. The Lord has graciously, of late, refreshed our hearts by sending the means more bountifully. To have today a balance of £1,493.17, 2.5 dimes in hand. May 7th, part payment of the legacy of the late T.M. Esquire with interest, £784. May 18th, from California, £52 for the support of 4 orphans for 1 year. May 24th, from a Bristol donor, £100. From Trollbridge, £13 for the support of 1 orphan for 1 year. During the past year, out of the 2,067 orphans who were under our care, 48 have been paid for by donors, providing for 1, 2, 3, 4, or in one case, even for 6 children. May 25th, from Bath, £90, with £10 for Mrs. Mueller and myself. The expenditure for the orphans, from May 26, 1886, to May 26, 1887, was £23,190, 10 shillings, 4 dimes. May 26, 1887, to May 26, 1887, Eight. Our balance in hand on May 27, 1887 was £1,078, 10 shillings, 3.5 dimes. May 28, from Maidstone, £74, 1 shilling, 4 dimes. This donor has very kindly helped us yearly for a long time as the Lord has prospered him. June 4th, as a thank offering for 8 years of happy married life, £1. June 7th, as a thank offering out of the first month's money for my husband's wages after his being out of employment over 1 year, £1. June 10th, from one of the former orphans, £5, for the following letter. Dear and honored sir, I have just come into a little property. Will you please to accept the enclosed as a small token of gratitude for the benefit I derived while an inmate in your loved home? Hoping you still enjoy good health, believe me to remain your grateful orphan. June 23rd, legacy of the Miss M.M., £500. July 4th, legacy of the late Mrs. A.T., £178.19. July 9th, the legacy of the late Mrs. M.A.S., £500. July 16th, from one of the Midland counties, £70. From Lombard Street, London, £200. August the 3rd, from St. Mary's Church, £50. August the 4th, from Cotham Road, Bristol, £65 for orphan girls and £40 for orphan boys. August the 9th, from 2 servants of Christ who, constrained by the love of Christ, seek to lay up treasure in heaven, £300. August the 11th. From Manchester, £60. From Leamington, £25. August the 12th. With 2 Corinthians 9:15, £100. August the 15th. From Plymouth, £12. This day, nearly £1,000 has been expended, and we were enabled to meet the heavy expenses by the large donations which came in within the last week, August the 18th. From Manchester, £83. This donor has kindly helped us many times, and very many times his donations have come to hand when we were in great need. I further observe that only on the 11th of this month he had sent us £60, when having very heavy payments before us, we were thus helped. And now, when little was left, having paid out more than £1,000 for the orphans within the last 3 days, he sent us this £83, which greatly helping us. Lastly, this kind donor has generally sent us £20 at a time, but now £60 and £83. How came all this? God knew our need, and in answer to our prayers, put it into his heart thus to help us. God be magnified for this his kindness. August 24th, from Manchester, £20, given on the anniversary of the donor's birthday. From a Bristol donor, £50. This donor has kindly given us, for many years past, an annual donation for the orphans, but never the fourth part as much as in the present incident. August 26th. Our balance for the orphans is today £316.13.5, viz., not nearly enough for 1 week's current expenses. But we trust in God, we really trust in God, and do not merely say so, and therefore our hearts are in peace. August 31st. From Birmingham, £200. From a donor who has repeatedly helped us in our time of need. And thus it is again this time. From Edinburgh, £1.01 with the following letter. Dear sir, I have been truly converted through reading your narrative published many years ago, and I prayed for you every day since my conversion 15 months ago. I am seeking to do now the will of God, and as he told me to send you £1, I am doing it. The 1 shilling is for the reports. Yours sincerely. September 3rd. From Westmoreland, £100. September 5th. From Belfast, £2.13. Being 1 penny for every umbrella sold for 9 months. September 13th. From Redditch, 13,000 needles and 2 gross of knitting pins. September 15th. From Captain JVS, a former Christian orphan, £20. September 19th. From 10 friends at Darjeeling, India, £5. September 26th, our balance for the orphan work was now very low. We had £98, 12 shillings, 10.5 dimes in hand. How little this is, the reader will more particularly see when it is remembered that the average expenses for 1 day for the orphans alone amount to £66. September 27th. Received £2 with the following letter to Mr. Wright. Dear brother in Christ, herewith I enclose a check for £2. I had the privilege of accompanying Mr. Mueller on board the steamer at Liverpool for America in August 1877, and it is marvelous to think how God has strengthened him for his missionary labors in the 10 years that have intervened. I think that, after the Bible, I owe more to reading The Lord's Dealings of George Mueller than to any other book. I first read it 24 years ago at Oxford. I was then an undergraduate. I feel that many who have been greatly helped by the example of God's faithfulness to Mr. Mueller, and also by his teaching, forget to contribute to the support of his work through the multiplicity of new sources of interest. So I have been the last year or two much in prayer for the orphans and all the work under his care. May the Lord give him all wisdom and grace for the work he has called you to do. It is indeed a great honor. Yours in him. Legacy of the late Mr. H.E., £90. observe the Lord's kindness in causing this legacy just now to be paid. When our balance was so very low, may the donors also who gave in September 27th or the following day see how seasonably their kind donations came in. August 5th, from friends, from one of the orphans who left our care 30 years since, was received the following letter. Dear Mr. Mueller, I thank you very much for the last report. It is so very interesting. I have written to my sister to send you £1.10. Please to send me the fourth volume of your narrative. So, also your missionary labors by Mrs. Mueller. And the rest is for the orphans. Many years have passed away since I left, but I can never forget the kindness I received when under your care. I do sincerely thank you, above all, for the religious instruction given to me. I thank God for the life of faith set before me, which seems to follow me all my life. I know from experience God is true. I have had many answers to prayer. I know how He delights to hear us for Jesus' sake. Great peace and joy this has brought to my soul. I wish all the world could know it. Happy are they who thus know God. I often think of dear Miss, what a good Christian she was. I have still in my possession a small testament I found she had put in my box, praying that the blessing of the Lord might accompany me. What a blessed thing, truly godly example is for children. I am glad, dear sir, your health continues good, that you may live many years to come, as the orphan's friend is the prayer of your grateful orphan. October the 11th, from India, £10. October 15th, from Smyrna, 19 shillings, 11 dimes. October 17th, from one of the Midland counties, from a Christian gentleman, who for about 40 years has helped with his means, £70. Legacy of the late Miss M.L., £90. October 26th, evening. Our balance in hand for the orphans is now £152, 15 shillings, 5 and 3 quarter dimes. Viz. Enough for 2 days, but God, who has helped greatly for more than half a century, will further help, and to Him we look. November 1st, the following letter was received. Dear Sir, since writing to you, my dear father has told me to send you for the Lord's work the enclosed Buenos Aires 5% railway bond for £100 with coupons attached, with his dying love to you. He says it is a glorious work and the last he shall be able to do for it here. On account of the legacy of the late A.A. Esquire, £100, the reader sees how the Lord sent help, but our funds were brought low. November 2nd. From Havre, France, £3, 1 dime. From a friend in Elgin, £50. November 8th. From a former orphan, £50. As a thanks offering to the Lord on the occasion of the final settlement of some property to which he was entitled. November 9th. We had now before us the payment of more than £1,000. In a few days, and there was, as yet, scarcely anything in hand towards this, when today the remainder of the legacy of the late T.M. Esquire came in answer to many prayers, being with £91.5, 2 dimes interest, £4,791.5, 2 dimes. How graciously has the Lord helped again us thus, and how precious it is at all times to trust in Him. This legacy was left several years since, but only now it was paid. The reader will observe how, during this year, in our need, the Lord has been pleased particularly to help us by means of legacies. But all these kind friends who left legacies to us were personal strangers to me, which makes the hand of God to be the more manifest. November 10th. From Cambridgeshire, £100, 15 shillings, 10 dimes. When the donor of this amount nearly 30 years ago first began to help me, he sent about £4, and then purposed to give a percentage of an article he sold in his business. The Lord was pleased to prosper him, notwithstanding mercantile difficulties. His contributions increased more and more, and now he is able to send £100, 15 shillings, 10 dimes, instead of £4. November 10th, 12th. from the British Museum, Natural History Department, London, the following letter. Dear Sir, the Reverend W.E.T., now residing in Mombasa, East Africa, has been sending us plants from that region, for which we owe him £16.10. This he has asked us to send to you. Accordingly, I enclose a check for the amount. Will the reader please to observe the hand of God in this donation? How he is so graciously pleased to watch over this work, and in the greatest variety of ways to supply it with means, sending them from all parts of the earth, and generally from entire strangers, as in this incident, November 21st, from Calcutta, £12.12.2. From Christian friends in Flinders Street Baptist Church, Adeline, £10.02, November 24th. Legacy of the late Miss A.C., £185.05.10, November 25th. Received £1 as a thank offering to God for his safe deliverance out of a severe and dangerous illness. December 3rd, from Cornwall, 100 peasants. December the 6th, from an engine driver, £10, as a thank offering for his life spared in a serious collision. December 10th, from the neighborhood of Tondon, £5.10.6, being £5 a year for my little 14-year-old daughter. 6 dimes each for 155 lambs, and 1 shilling each for the 13 calves. December 13th. From Al County, USA, £10, December 15th. From one of the former Christian orphans, who has been 20 years in the same situation, to which I sent her 10 shillings, and from her mistress, £1, December 17th. From Bristol donors, who year after year have thus kindly remembered the orphans, 12 bags of flour, 16 boxes of raisins, and 5 packages of currant, December 19th. From Wellington, New Zealand, £5. From Basel, £20, December 21st. From Wotton Under the Edge, £100. Legacy of the late J.M. Esquire, £642.15.2, December the 28th. From Westmoreland, £100, December 31st. From New Wimbledon, £13.10 for the support of one orphan for 1 year. We were now brought to the close of another year, during which the Lord's kindness to us has been very great in a variety of ways. 1888, January the 2nd. On the first business day of the new year, we received many donations, of which I only refer to the following. From Manchester, £50. From Perneth, £30. From Reading, £30.16.8. From Bristol, £112 of meat. January 3rd, legacy of the late Mrs. M.P., £100. January 6th, from Nemo, 30 turkeys. January 7th, legacy of the late A.H.G. Esquire, £900. January 11th, believers meeting at the Sand Area Chapel, Kendall, £35.08. January 16th, from one of the Midland counties, £60. January 17th, from London, a brooch and 2 pairs of earrings, with a letter in which the donor writes, I married and went to India, and now, away from home, influenced my still unrenewed heart, was able to gratify itself with the things of the world. Never shall I forget my delight when these earrings were given to me, the first I ever possessed. Willingly, I went to have my ears pierced in order that I might wear them. But God in His mercy would not have it so. The ears would not heal, and the earrings gave me constant pain. I had to give them up. Some years later, with health quite broken down, I left India never to return. The Father sought His child. I found in Jesus what the world could not give. It was joy unutterable. He gave me health. He called me to His blessed service, in which I have been engaged for 12 years now. January 28th, the legacy of the late Mrs. E., £900, February 2nd, from Haverry, £4, from a Bristol donor, £100, February the 9th, from Manchester, £100 railway bond, March 2nd, from Manchester, 50 pounds, from Switzerland, 6 pounds, 5 shillings, 7 dimes, March 7th, from the neighborhood of Bristol, 105 pounds, 12 shillings, 7 dimes, March 12th,